All right, here's one for you. I love Santo Tequila. Now, I came into this tequila world 20-plus years ago drinking Blue Bottle Cabo Wabo, back when Cabo Wabo was made the way it was supposed to be made. Now, maybe not my favorite tequila. But Sammy Hagar and Guy decided, look, let's go back to the old school way of making a good tequila. And they have, in my opinion. Okay, so let's talk about a tequila that I haven't talked about on the show yet. The Santo Fina 110. Okay, so I know this tequila surprised a lot of the aficionados in a blind taste test on Tequila Matchmaker. And they had a whole bunch of high proof survey to try. And this one won. And I was like surprised because to me, it's fantastic. But I know some of the other brands are, you know, maybe a little bit higher regarded by some of the aficionados. And to see them pick Santo 110, I was pretty fired up for the brand. Made at NOM 1107 El Viejito in Altatenico. It is in the Highlands area, the Los Altos region. And this tequila is made old school. They have stone brick ovens. They're using Highland agaves. They're using a roller mill for crushing. They do have closed fermentation there. They're right in the city. They don't want the city to affect the fermentation in a negative way. So everything they do there is closed. Corina Rojas is one of the master distillers there. And this tequila is awesome. One of the things that's cool about this one, it is coming in at 110 proof. And I love the taste of a high proof tequila. And this one, man, it's awesome. I can actually smell that from here, from just pouring it in the glass. I can smell the cooked agave. I can smell citrus smell that I can get from here without even nosing the glass. That's freaking amazing. Let's dig into this a little bit. Give it a good nose. The cooked agave and the cinnamon that I get in this and the citrus, the orange peel, orange zest is so strong. Now, this is killer in a cocktail. To me, it's fantastic on its own. But if I have friends over and I'm going to make like a Paloma or a really good margarita, or even if we're doing like a Cantarito, this tequila, one, I don't have to use as much because it is higher proof and the agave is so strong in the taste and the smell of it that it really just blows up a cocktail and makes it phenomenal. But when it's a Thursday and you felt like you had a Monday at work, pouring a big glass of this and maybe just kind of chilling out and sipping on it is pretty awesome as well. So let's give it a taste. A great sweetness, a lot of orange, a little bit of lime in the taste. I get a little bit of salinity, a little brine, a lot of cooked agave. The sweetness is really good and it's really hot in your mouth. But then as you start to swallow it, that heat just disappears and you get a sweetness in the finish. On the second taste, I get a lot more floral notes, a little bit of that Highlands minerality, and then it turns into a really nice cinnamon spice, maybe a little bit of peppercorn in the finish. So each time you taste it, it's going to taste a little different. It's so complex. Being a high proof, every time your mouth gets a little more used to that higher alcohol content, you kind of pick up some different flavors. This is not a super expensive tequila. It does have really good distribution. You can get it just about everywhere. And their whole lineup for me is good. The Repo, the Añejo, the regular Blanco is good. They've got a Mezcala that's really good too. And I've just heard that there's a brand new XA coming out that I can't wait to grab that pre-order and order one of those bottles. So definitely check out Santo. Celebrity tequila worth drinking. Sammy Hagar knew what he was doing in the tequila world when there really wasn't a lot of great tequilas. Going back to old school Blue Bottle Cabo, and this one is right there. It's bringing out all those old school, traditional, classic flavors of a tequila. So check it out. Santo Fina, high proof 110. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great night.